The U.S. military is transforming at an unprecedented rate. In 2 years, the United States will train and equip 16 million men to fight on the European and Pacific fronts.
What is exciting and fascinating about the four Nyland brothers is that they were assigned to different divisions and different fronts.
The four brothers would be deployed on almost every front of World War II. Edward, the eldest, will fight in the skies as a crew member on a U.S. Army Air Force bomber. He will be sent to the Southeast Asian front. Preston, meanwhile, will fight on the ground. He will join the 4th Infantry Division and will soon land on Utah Beach in Normandy. Robert will join the airborne troops. As a paratrooper, he will be dropped behind enemy lines during the landing. Following in his footsteps, the youngest son, Frederick, would also become a paratrooper in the legendary 101st Airborne Division. Neither Robert nor Frederick had any airborne combat experience. For the U.S. Army, the widespread use of paratroopers was a novelty. For months, Frederick Nyland and thousands of other recruits trained relentlessly at the parachute school in Fort Benning, Georgia. They were taught not only classic infantry techniques, but also how to jump from 250 feet high towers, mastering the parachute and finally landing in hostile territory. These future paratroopers will be the first to penetrate deep into Normandy, dropped by night into the heart of a territory that is entirely occupied. Their survival will therefore depend on their accuracy. And the challenge is even greater given these young men have never fought before.